From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Exit polls in Russia say President Vladimir Putin has won another term in office, winning more than 73% of the vote. Putin has been in power as either president or prime minister since 1999. He has switched back and forth between the two roles to circumvent a Russian law banning him from serving more than two consecutive terms as president. In this election, he faced seven challengers, but no real threats from any of the contenders. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the center of Afrin is now entirely under the control of Turkish and allied Syrian forces, and Turkish flags have been raised over the town. The Reuters news agency reported that a spokesman for the Turkish-backed Syrian rebel fighters said earlier that the rebels had entered Afrin before dawn on Sunday and that Kurdish YPG forces had withdrawn. Syria's Kurds vowed to retake the city, saying that the war with Turkey has now entered a new phase of guerrilla warfare. China's ceremonial rubber-stamp legislature voted Sunday to approve Li Keqiang's appointment as the country's secondary leader of the ruling Communist Party. The National People's Congress voted 2,964-2 to approve Li's appointment for a second five-year term as China's premier. The premier of China traditionally serves as the country's top economic official, but President Xi Jinping has stripped the post of its most prominent duties. This is VOA News. South Korean media are reporting a senior North Korean diplomat is in Finland to meet with former American diplomats. This week, a North Korean delegation wrapped up 3 days of talks with Swedish diplomats that could lead to a meeting between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Olof Skoog is Sweden's ambassador to the UN.
The security situation on the peninsula is one of the most pressing issues on the world agenda right now. And if Sweden can play a part in de-escalation there, this is what we're trying to do.
President Trump has said he wants to meet Kim by the end of May to try to convince Pyongyang to end its development of nuclear weapons. Armed separatists in Cameroon have abducted 40 people, including a government official. The abductions occurred as President Paul Biya dispatched a minister to the troubled English-speaking regions on a peace-building mission. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinziga reports from Yaoundé.
The abductions took place the day the first English-speaking Cameroonian to be appointed Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, was visiting English-speaking towns in northwestern Cameroon in an effort to find solutions to the separatist crisis. Nji says President Biya is committed to win the war he declared against armed Anglophone separatists. The crisis in the English-speaking regions of Cameroon began in late 2016 with English teachers and lawyers protesting what they called the overbearing use of French in the English-speaking zones of the bilingual country and degenerated with separatist calls for independence. The separatist groups are demanding the 47 detainees who have not been seen in public be released. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Israel's military said Sunday it's destroyed a tunnel in the Gaza Strip that had been dug by Hamas militants to try to launch cross-border attacks. The military said it had partially destroyed the tunnel during the 2014 Gaza War, and Hamas was attempting to put it back into operation. The military said the recycling of any Hamas tunnels would be a futile effort and a waste of resources that could be used to aid residents of Gaza. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.